Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. A Los Angeles Beverly Hills realtor, John Woodard, he's his own broker now, but for 45 years experience selling real estate, he had worked for two of the largest real estate companies in the world and was in the top 10 in sales. His family is sixth-generation Los Angelinos, and that's the first time I've used that word. His great aunt was part of the Whittier family that owned the Rodeo Land Company. At one time owned all of Beverly Hills. But he's not immune to real estate stories, as we all are. He has a Beverly Hills listing that was turned into a nightmare. It was overtaken by squatters and throwing all-night parties. And it's a nightmare for him, the owners, the neighbors. And welcome to Radio Real Estate, John Woodard. Maybe. Maybe not. Okay, you have the phone number. All right, we're trying them again. We were having a nice chat during the commercial break. Okay, there you are. I just gave you this great introduction, John. You missed it. Welcome to Radio Real Estate.
Well, thank you. Sorry I missed it.
I threw in your 45 years experience, top 10 sales in big companies, sixth generation, Los Angelinos, and your aunt, part of the Whittier family, Rodeo Land Company. Boy, I hope you were in the will on some of those properties.
Now, those are all my second cousins. I missed that.
Okay, well, hopefully they gave you some listings down the road. So,
yeah. Anyway, I sold the Dolly Green Estate, which was their partner. They owned all Beverly Hills along with the Whittier family. So, yeah, I got that listing. But anyway, go ahead with your questions, and I'll try to answer as quickly and as intelligently as I can.
Well, part of my introduction was as big as a real estate agent can be and successful and experienced, we all get, you know, a stung. We get things happen, and here you take a listing. Why don't you just start with, you know, how you take this listing and what the background is of the owner and the listing itself. And then you could tell us, you know, how you discovered there were squatters in the property.
Well, I got called by the administrator for the criminal court system of Los Angeles, who I've worked with before. I usually work with him when there's a Medicare fraud case. And this doctor, this is the biggest ripoff of Medicare in history. He ripped off Medicare for $150 million and fled the country in 2015. So the house has been in the court system, and finally the administrator called me up, got appointed by the judge to sell the property, and I've worked with him before, so he called me up to handle it. So,
And this was over the summer of 2023?
No, he called me, at the end of the summer, in September, you know, probably August, September. We listed the property. I showed it, you know, a bunch of times. The house was vacant. I brought him, there's currently six offers on the property right now. Most of the offers are subject to getting the tenant out, but I did have two very strong all-cash offers saying that they would remove the tenant, close escrow, and will remove the tenant, which is unusual. But anyway, these guys are, you know, professionals and attorneys and wanted to buy the property. And I didn't get any kind of counter back, and now it's been transferred to the bankruptcy court out of the criminal court. And there's a brand new lawyer and trustee on the property, so I'm dealing with him, and he wants to go through the whole legal formality of removing the tenant. And as far as I'm concerned, he wants to charge the state of California his fee, and he wants it to take as long as possible, because I know both the first trustee owners. And they'll make a deal right now, but this guy wants to go through the whole legal process so he can charge the state of California, you know, his fee you know, how long it will take, 4, 5, 6 months to get the squatters out of there so he can make his fee from the state of California.
My guest
which
is,
I think is a total ripoff.
Okay. My guest is realtor John Woodard. He's his own broker out of the Beverly Hills, Los Angeles area. We're talking about a listing he took vacant, showed it, 1316 Beverly Grove Place, got some offers, and then we'll talk about how the tenants kind of just suddenly showed up. But before we tell the squatter story, you tell me again, you said it was being handled by one entity who you got the listing from, and it was transferred to what entity?
Yes, it was handled by the criminal court system of state of California, and there wasn't enough equity for the state to pursue it through the criminal court system. At least that's the way they felt, so they just turned it back to the bankruptcy court, and now it's being sold through the bankruptcy court.
Okay, so that's it. The criminal court system to the bankruptcy court system, and now it's in a bunch of legalese and lawyers, and they're apparently trying to... So, okay, so you take this listing, and it's a nice listing.
Yeah.
It's, what, over $4 million, a big house?
Yeah, the appraisal on it was 5.5. LeBron James is building a $150 million house right across the street. Yeah, all the houses in that neighborhood are, you know, 5.5 to, you know... LeBron James house probably, you know, $150 million house. You know, they're moving in. I call the police. The police shows up. And the police are presented with a fake lease and with me right there. And I said, I'm the broker. I didn't sign this lease. The state of California didn't sign this lease. And they produced a fake lease, and at that time the police goes, you know, there's nothing we can do, this is a civil matter. So they just said it's a civil matter, we can't do anything about it, you know.
Right,
their
right.
Word against mine.
I've heard situations like that with police where suddenly they would be required to become like the judge, trial, and jury. My guest is realtor John Woodard, based out of Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, talking about the listing he took at 1316 Beverly Grove Place that suddenly, I love the fact that the pool man, let me tell you something I learned. I talked to a buyer of mine. He wished he had a more of a conversation with the pool man when he was in escrow, because the pool man knows a lot of stuff about the house. So a little tip, when you're in escrow, you know, find out who the pool man is and interview him. So anyway, you show up, you don't remember. You didn't look closely at the lease. Did you see who they listed as the owner?
Yeah, it was some fake, you know, guy, you know, some fake name, some Italian name, and, you know.
And about what was this? Was this in September of 2023, rather?
No, this is in October.
Oh, man. So you had the listing for a month. You're showing it. You had offers in hand? You had offers in hand?
Right.
And this thing... This thing's been vacant since 2015?
No, it's been vacant. It's been in the court system since 2015, trying to, you know, chase down this doctor that ripped off Medicare, but he's gone. He fled to Lebanon. There's no extradition between our countries. Anyway, he absconded with the money. Been in the court system since then, but they decided to finally sell it, and I got the listing last September, and the squatters moved in October.
And here we are in nearing March 2024. They've been there October, mm-hmm. November, December, January, February, March. So five months. And
5 months, having absolutely rage parties every other night. Charging $100 to get in. The neighbors up there are fit to be tied. The police have been called 100 times, and the police can't do a damn thing about it. They just shut the party down. These people are making probably $20,000 a month having these parties and renting out the place. And they're professional squatters. We know who they are. And they're bad guys.
You know, what's really sad is, you know, people, we like to talk about entitlements and wealthy people. And, you know, sometimes that's an okay thing. And you would think if LeBron James lived across the street, I read some article where he had to hire 24-hour security. He was that concerned. You would think with billionaire neighbors living, you know, a block away, there was a list of what's going on. And there's some famous, wealthy people. And you would think they would have to be able to get the legal system involved and get these people out. It's just unfathomable.
We've contacted the DA, and I hope he loses, Gaston. He told me that squatters, or is one of his employees, told me squatters have rights. I told him to cut the utilities off to the property. I said, that's the start. We don't have any water or any toilets or any power. That will cut down, you know, any kind of parties. It will cut down people living there. And it's a start. And they said, I'm sorry, we can't do that. Squatters have rights.
I've heard that before.
I said, you know, there's another idea. Why don't you lease it out to the biggest, toughest guys you know and have them be their new roommates and just walk in there and start taking their stuff and pushing them around. I said, they'll be out of there quicker than hell. The court system's not going to do that.
The court system's not going to do that. You'd think some neighbor might try that, but it would be.
I have offers on the property subject to buying it, subject to the new owner getting the tenant out, not subject to the court or the seller getting them out. I've got guys that will take care of that problem just like that, but I can't get a counter from the trustee from the bankruptcy court, because I'm going to say it how it is. He wants to feed it the trough too. He doesn't want this thing to be resolved tomorrow. He wants to go through the whole legal process so he can bill them his bills and probably bill the state of California $100,000. In the meantime, we're paying the utilities up there, keeping the lights on for these squatters.
This is just, I hate this story. My guest is John Woodard. He's a Los Angeles
Woodward.
Beverly Hills.
Woodward.
Woodward. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
John Woodward, he's a Beverly Hills, Los Angeles realtor. He's his own broker, but he's worked for major companies, been in the business 45 years. It's hard to believe that you have an offer on the table that could be signed tomorrow and this whole odyssey could end. And that's really, it's salt on the wound in this story.
Yep. As I call it, everybody's trying to feed at the trough, and the trough is the state of California.
Now let's see. Gascon, the district attorney, was actually endorsed by the Los Angeles Times. Yet everybody in his own office, people are running against him. How popular is this guy? Is there any chance he gets reelected?
Well, he's been up for recall, and I hope he doesn't. He's not doing anything.
Yeah,
I don't think much of the guy.
Recalls are tough to do, so hopefully he was able to sustain that, but hopefully he'll get voted out.
I'll tell you, he's lost every vote for all of the wealthy neighbors that live up in that area against him right now. They're very unhappy with him.
Well, with this, so your listing was with the criminal court system. Now, mm-hmm. basically, it changed owners. It's in this bankruptcy court, so you technically are not listing them, but are they thinking they're going to get rid of the tenant and then put it back on the market?
Right. I think they're going to choose their own broker who I've never even heard of. I've been in, you know, I know everybody in town. I've never heard of this guy. And, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm not getting any return calls. I'm not getting anything. So, you know what? I've just got my offers in, and we'll see what happens.
The listing from hell, it's just a remarkable story. And again, John Woodward, like Woodward and Bernstein, I guess, Beverly Hills realtor, been in the business 45 years. You know, you take a listing, you do something, and you can just get caught in the crosshairs. Seth MacFarlane is someone that lives nearby from Family Guy. Billionaires Jeff Bezos, Steve Wynn, and Ron Burkle all live within a half mile of the home. At least this is according to some article I read.
It's a very high-end neighborhood. You know, it's right off Benedict Canyon, right behind, you know, not too far behind the Beverly Hills Hotel.
And apparently it's on...
You couldn't... Huh?
Go ahead.
I just said, yes, it's one of the most expensive neighborhoods in the United States.
I'm reading in this article, it says that it's on Booking.com, calls it the Beverly Hills Lodge, offering rooms for $300 a night, and nothing.
Yeah, that's part of the scammer. You know, the squatters, they're professional squatters and scammers. They're renting out rooms for $300 a night, renting out the whole place for parties. It's the neighbors are beyond furious, just beyond furious. The cops have been called. I've been called by the police. Two or three times I've been called by the lead officer. I've been to the police, have been called over 200 times for noise and nuisance. They put notices on the front gate. You know what? There's nothing you can do. They break up the party. People have been arrested up there for drug use, everything else. Anyway,
it's squatters, you know. Squatters rights, can't get them out. And you know who they are. The real question is, how is this story going to end? What's going to happen to these people? Are they going to be pursued and convicted under civil law by the Gascon office?
I don't know whether that will happen or not. Eventually, the unlawful detainer will work, and the marshals will show up, handcuff them, arrest them all, take all their stuff, get them out of there. I don't even think the criminal court will even bother with them, you know. But, since all this craziness, you know, you can go break, you know, steal $900 worth of stuff and you don't even get arrested anymore. So, I don't know. LA's run, all these blue cities are run by a bunch of people that are running our country into the ground.
It's a sad story. I had an interview with a kind of a local mom and pop landlord out of Los Angeles last month. And he talked about a tenant that didn't pay their rent. And he spent a year evicting them. And they just gained the system. And it cost him a bloody fortune. And it's not as if he was trying to evict them for a capricious reason. I mean, they weren't paying the rent. You'd think you could kick someone out for not paying the rent. Now, they dragged it on for a year, gaming the system, and so are these people. So it's not a great environment down there. John Woodward out of Beverly Hills in Los Angeles, my guest today, thank you so much for calling in. I heard him on the John and Ken show out of an L.A. station. That's how I got a hold of him. So I appreciate you spending the time, and I hope you can maybe get lucky and push one of those offers through, John. Let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye for now. Wow, man, that is just a frightful story. He threw in his politics there at the end, and you may or may not agree with him, but the facts are the facts. And I don't know. I don't know if this occurs in other municipalities that don't have this type of district attorney. You have these laws, but it's been 5 months. You could show that they have a lease that is depicting someone that's not the owner. But you go, I don't know. You got to protect tenants, but you can't have a something like this go off the wires. This is just sad, very sad. And you'd think at least when you have billionaire neighbors, you'd think they would have some kind of pull. That's the scariest thing, because if these guys can't take care of their neighbors and their neighborhood, you and I, we're in big trouble. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, or as George Carlin said, if you think there's a solution, you're part of the problem. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.